In Babylonian culture, this same mountain became a symbol for the Axis Mundi, the axis the world turns on, and/or the central navel of the earth. This was the place where the gods came and went, and it was illustrated with the king standing directly on top of the mountain. A physical stone was also erected to mark this most sacred location, and it determined all the parallels and meridians, as well as the cardinal points of the compass. The Egyptians had the same myth of a stone marking the center of the world, which they called the Benben, and the king Atum stood upon it during his act of creation. Some forms of the Benben are shaped exactly like the pineal gland. The capstone of a pyramid, as well as the pyramid structure itself, is also believed to represent the Benben stone. This obviously gives incredible new context to the Great Seal of the United States. Here we have a single eye in a triangle floating on top of a pyramid. In light of the pyramid-Benben third eye relationship, the symbolic connection between the Great Seal and the pineal gland is undeniable, and we will discuss this mysterious symbol in Chapter 7. In early illustrations of the Great Seal of the United States, the bird on the front side was not an eagle. It was deliberately illustrated as a phoenix. The Egyptians drew the Benben stone with the bird flanking it on either side, called the Bennu bird. This bird may be depicted as a hawk, eagle, heron, or yellow wagtail, depending upon which Egyptian source you study. But in Greek mythology, the Bennu bird is known as the phoenix. This mythical creature experiences death by fire, followed by a spontaneous rebirth from the ashes, clearly associating the Bennu bird with a profound spiritual awakening and transformation. The words Benben and Bennu are both derived from the root syllable bin, which means ascension, or to rise in Egyptian. Two serpents may also be pictured with the Benben stone at times, and they appear equivalent to the Kundalini serpents in Hinduism, illustrating the flow of energetic currents moving up the spine and on into the pineal gland. It is also fascinating to note that in Egyptian mythology, the Bennu's cry is believed to have started the great cycles of time. These cycles were said to have been appointed by a divine intelligence, and Horus, Bennu bird, became the Egyptian deity associated with division of time. There is a strong possibility that the main unit of time represented by the Bennu's cry is the precession of the equinoxes, a 25,920-year cycle that appears as a slow wobble in the Earth's axis. This strongly implied association between the Bennu and the 25,920-year cycle may be a prophecy that humanity will experience a phoenix-like transmutation effect at the end of this cycle, and we will explore other prophetic traditions that support this concept as well. Our investigation into the procession begins in Chapter 6. The Egyptian Book of the Dead features instructions on how the spiritual seeker may transform himself or herself into a Bennu bird or phoenix, symbolically speaking. And the results of this practice, if successfully achieved, are very interesting. I have flown up like the primeval ones. I appear in glory with the strides of the gods. As for him who knows this pure spell, it means going out into the day after death and being transformed at will, and nothing evil shall have power over him. In Hinduism, the Shiva Lingam is a stone shaped exactly like the pineal gland and is mythologically associated with the center of the world from which the god Shiva first burst through in a fiery spectacle. Again, we remember the pineal gland is in the geometric center of the brain and was believed to be the first point of contact for telepathic information exchange, not unlike the idea of a god bursting through to communicate a message. Let's not forget that Shiva is also drawn with the fully opened third eye, the Kundalini serpents around his neck, and his hair stylized to look like a pineal gland. In Greece, we have the Omphalos stone, which was housed at the oracle at Delphi and is also shaped exactly like the pineal gland. This was believed to be a stone in which the god Apollo resided, and through it, the oracles could communicate with him and harness the power of prophecy. Some Omphalos stones are clearly pictured with the Kundalini serpent wrapping around them. The word Omphalos means the center of the earth, and navel in Greek. And this area was again the main geographic reference point for the entire Hellenic Empire. In the Roman Empire, this same stone was known as the Betel, a Phoenician word that was later written as Bethel, and was apparently the word root for Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, who became the chief cornerstone of the Christian world. The Betel stone was directly associated with oracles and prophecy. A surprising number of Greek and Roman coins prominently feature the Omphalos or Betel stone on one side, sometimes guarded by a hawk, as one ancient depiction of the Bennu bird, or a serpent. Some of these coins feature the Tree of Life, another symbol of the Axis Mundi, growing directly out of the stone or adjacent to it.